John Tamaire here with us. Thanks for your time, John. Tēnā koe.
Yeah,
kia ora, John. Well, I had an interesting chat with Al Filipina earlier today regarding a public consultation out on the establishment of Māori seats or Māori wards on the council. Mm. We recall when the Super City was first introduced, we were hammering down to get Māori representation in that way. They came up with the IMSB, but that hasn't been satisfactory, has it?
Oh, I think after 10 years, you can say it's been a complete failure for probably 95% of all Māori in the city. 5% have done extraordinarily well out of it. And this is a sort of proxy for what can happen generally when we do good things for Māori, but only a few Māori become more entitled, if you know what I mean. So what we've got to do is ensure that more Māori have a say in determining who represents them. And that's part of the consultation process. And so we need Māori in the city to have a say. Of course, Mana Whenua will have a say because they've got it deeply embedded in their settlement legislation that they've got rights of consultation, rights, etc., etc. What we've got to be very careful about that is that we don't have two types of Māori citizen in this country, first class and second class. And we know that as a Mātāwaka people, as an urban Māori people, we know exactly where Mana Whenua starts and finishes. It doesn't rule over our rights to our own mana in expressing kura kaupapa, marae, whatever else. So long as we go through our tikanga and our protocols, and we have. So the beauty about the consultation process that's going on right now is that there's over 250,000 Māori live in the city. Very few of them have a say in local government. Some of them have a say in central government. But once we start to lift the knowledge of the brown vote, and that the brown vote in local government and in central government becomes an extraordinarily important vote that all non-Māori have to try and win to win their argument. For 183 years, we've been a minority that's had to try and win the majority's consent and the like through a democratic process where the tyranny of the majority has conquered us. And the MMP and other, and even around that council table, if you get enough numbers, your caucus of enough people, you get enough resources sent to your side of town as opposed to the leafy suburbs getting most of the resources.
Tēnā koe, it's going to be clouded too because race is going to be an issue as we lead up to the election. You can bet on it. Issues of co-governance are going to be raised in unsavoury ways, and it makes this consultation just a little murky. The water's a little murky too. Seemingly they have to decide in October whether to introduce the seats right at the time of the general elections, pumping out this anti-Māori rhetoric, which we can anticipate. We'll talk of that in a moment. Jess, can you give us an update? We're talking about Mana Whenua representation, and your colleague, Ray Hall, who chairs Waipareira, wanted to be a Mana Whenua representative, denied that opportunity. What's the situation there, John?
Well, look, we'll be putting some comms out on that pretty soon. The legal advisor to the Independent Māori Statutory Board happens to also be the chair of the Tāmaki Iwi Collective. And he also happens to be the chair of the Hauraki Collective. This is your cousin, Paul Maturi. So the legal advisor to the chairperson of the Independent Māori Statutory Board, who happens to be his CEO of the Hauraki Collective and the chairperson of the Hauraki Māori Trust, David Taipari, determined that Ray Hall had whakapapa to Mana Whenua and had to go through the Mana Whenua process rather than the Mātāwaka process. You with me?
Yep.
Whereas you know and I know that Tony Kake and the other Mātāwaka representatives, so, you know, they also whakapapa to Mana Whenua. So it was clear that a decision was made to block a Mātāwaka representative. Here's the other thing. Ray Hall was the only person to have all of the backing from the Mātāwaka Marae. So all his credentials were laid out in terms of approval documentation. The net result of that, of course, is we have to stupidly go across to the High Court and contest this. And we won it when they did the same thing, same people, to Willie Jackson. Well, went even as far as the Court of Appeal, where we even won it there. And so we're rerunning the beauty contest again while this debate goes on. And the timing of this debate, you're quite right. It's been brought forward as part of the national election issue as opposed to being a tamaki issue.
Tēnā koe, John. We saw all the images of the National Party Americanisation of politics with the clawback New Zealand, whatever signs they had there, but the tiered seating of the MPs. What are we seeing here? Even Claudette commented on a Trump-like look. What did you read into their gathering? And it all comes down to law and order. You've looked at that too. Most New Zealanders aren't affected in the way that they like to sensationalise both the media and perhaps political parties about just how bad things are out on the street. What do you make of law and order being their front and centre policy? Lock them up for longer seems to be the rhetoric we're hearing from the Blue Team.
Never work anywhere in the world, that type of brutality. The best evidence we get for that is where the American justice system is about the economics of running prisons and a criminal justice system. And they've built it in as such an economic model. They need to target ethnically Afro-Americans and Hispanics to keep their economic model rolling and to keep a lot of white Americans employed in the correction service, the police service, and their multiple other services. So over here in Aotearoa, let's get a reality check. You go into a room and you ask, say, 100 people, how many of you have been subjected to any act of violence, okay, in the last 12 months? None, right? Where violence occurs is in impoverished communities, vulnerable communities. It doesn't occur where they're bleeding their guts out in Remuera and Fendleton and Christchurch and wherever, right? Violence, regretfully, perpetrates itself in poor people taking it out on poor people. All their lives' miseries are internally focused on their poor darlings because we've got domestic violence, on one another because we've got gang violence, right? And this is a product. Everywhere in the world you go, the positive outcome for children is pegged to the income of their parents. And the poorer the parents, the more difficult it is for their babies. And it's just a straight issue of that's been turned into race here. And why it's been turned into race here is because we're at the bottom of our own society because someone stole all our assets, monetarised them, and won't settle them properly back to us, right? And so we're going through that process as we speak right now. And we're seven generations behind the eight ball after the theft. So we're working our way through that. And so to conflate the fact that there's this outrageous outbreak and violence is not true. There was a lag, which I grant to you, that when you have a lockdown for 2.5 years, there's a pent-up lag in all things from a very chronic type of a flu that's going to whip through New Zealand shortly and or other things. There is a lag. And so there was a lag in a spike in issues to do with criminality. But then it smooths itself out because you can't have a society where we all live by the Ten Commandments religiously. It just doesn't. No society has ever struck that since the striking of the Ten Commandments. So I just get this beat up. The other thing about the beat up is it conflates two things: crime with Māori, right? Three waters with Māori. Take back New Zealand. What take back Aotearoa means to the National Party is kick the Hories into touch. That's what it means. The other proxy for take it back is make it greater again when us Pākehās were in total control. And as long as we can read between their code words, That's cool.
Thanks, John. What's going to dominate your mahi in the week ahead, Ewha?
Well, look, we're getting ready for our winter wellness issues in poorer communities with poorer housing. And our people don't get crook because they want to get crook. But it's just, once again, an issue where just on 68% of them are in some difficult situation. We've also got to do a lot more work on ensuring that they get kai sorted out, and that they get the choice of kai, right? What we've got to do is stop people policing our people by driving them to food banks where they get close to expired kai. What we've got to do is give them mana by giving them food vouchers so that they can go and buy their own kai and have their own mana. No one else is standing over their shoulder. And they're not in a queue at a food bank or at an MSD office. And we have to bring mana back to them, because if we don't respect their mana, we then line up like Crown agencies, which are run by mainly Parkers, and start acting like them. We can't do that. We can't be a brown social welfare. We have to be a brown manaakitanga, a brown arawatanga. And we have to reflect that in everything that we do, in the way in which we treat our people who are having a tough time.
Tēnā koe, John. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today, mate. All the best for the week ahead.
Good luck.
Thank you. You're 603 Radio Wat.